is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
Oh, boy.
How weird is it today?
I'm telling you, it's a weird day today.
All right, let's see.
It's a very weird day today. I'm going to save this one for last.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this poor kid. All right, 11-year-old boy shares his last name with President Trump.
Oh.
He's changing it because of constant bullying from his middle school classmates.
Well, A, middle schoolers are mean.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
You know, I will say middle school is the meanest age ever. And they're, I don't think they're smart enough to realize, hey, he's not related to Trump. So then they just use it. Do you think that any of those middle schoolers know anything about politics today? They're just doing it because they know a lot of people hate Trump, and they're just doing it because they're a-holes.
Yeah, Joshua Trump had been using his mother's last name. We'll now go to Joshua Berto using his father's last name. Oh, that's so sad.
I feel like they won because he changed his name. I'd be like, no, no, no.
I guess five of the classmates were identified as the main children that were bullying him and have been disciplined and apologized from the school and the whole thing, but geez.
Don't be a jerk. Don't raise your kids to be a jerk. Come on now.
Man, he doesn't even have the red hair.
Bless that poor kid.
This is kind of cool. Kentucky Fried Chicken's getting into the holiday spirit with a very fun product.
Okay, I love
it. You know how they have those like fire logs that like change the color of your fire and
yeah.
stuff like that? Well, KFC's kind of on that thing. They have a fire log designed to smell like fried chicken.
Part of me can get on board with this. I don't eat fried chicken, but I love the way it smells. Like when you go to Publix and if you ever get behind somebody that's bringing home fried chicken or their rotisserie chicken, you're like, oh my God, it smells so good. Can you imagine at Christmas time putting in a log in the winter and you burn it and it's your house smells like fried chicken? That's amazing.
You know, but I like things like that, but at the same time, it's almost a tease because I'm like, fried chicken, where's it at though? And I just feel unsatisfied because there isn't actually
you didn't
fried
get
chicken
to eat.
Yeah.
I get it.
Oh, so I guess KFC's working on it. Their 11 herbs and spices fire log available for $18.99 while supplies last.
God, I don't have a fireplace. Can they make KFC's chicken scented candles? That would be excellent.
They got a great disclaimer that comes with the product. Please don't put face directly into fire and attempt to smell fried chicken.
Oh, is that fat? People are so like...
It's sad that they have to put that on things.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe, real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust?
Damn crispy, sir.
What kind of am Colonel Sanders?
Oh, that commercial made my day.
All right, and this thing, I had to save this for last because this is my WTF story of the day. As soon as I saw it, it was one of those where your jaw drops. You're like, okay, what am I looking at here? Is this real?
Okay,
I gotta fact check it. If you think eating salads while you're trying to lose weight is boring, you're not going to be very thrilled about this.
Okay.
Actual researchers at a university in South Australia have published a new study detailing the surprising discovery they made while studying how clay dirt materials absorb medicine. So the study was about how dirt absorbs medicine.
Okay.
I guess what they're saying is that eating dirt could cure obesity.
Oh, boy.
They say clay can also soak up stomach fat.
Yeah, but doesn't it soak up everything else? You know what? I think my guess, if I'm going to go the educated route, would be they're trying to compare it to what a fat blocker and a carb blocker does. So, like, if you take a fat blocker before you eat, what's in the pill, which might have the same substance as what they're talking about there, absorbs the fat in what you're currently eating. Same thing with carb blockers.
Well, apparently it does it better. They're saying weight loss drugs that have been tested on lab rats, the clay worked better than the weight loss drugs.
Wow. But then you're eating clay.
Yeah, that's the downside. You're eating the clay.
Yeah, the bad part is you're going to eat clay.
It's fine. You put a little adobo on there. It's great. Rick Stacy.